Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Yes, folks, if you're a small community and you don't want to start having girly programs and naked men and naked women running around in your clubs or your bars in your community, there's always a way for good people to take action. And one good way that's been successful across the land has been to put everybody in the movies. That's right. That evening, if everybody coming in and out of this pub or the bar or whatever kind of organization you have there is put on film, it makes them very, very uncomfortable. As a matter of fact, if they come down the road and they see the cameras rolling and the strobe lights on, a lot of them are very unlikely to get out of their cars. They'll just keep on going down the road. Now, of course, you have to be in the back and the front because these intelligent pub owners will figure out if you're out front, they're going to open up the back to have them come in. So anyway, just a little tip. I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you as a police officer, we work under something called rights of privacy, and you cannot claim, I don't believe you can today any more than you could a few years ago when I was on a major police department, a right to privacy when you're out in public. And so if you're worried about taking pictures of people and their vehicle license numbers and so forth, as they frequent sex shops and where they buy sexy books and tapes and so forth, X-rated tapes and all, or girly spots or girls' nights out, for in this particular case, you don't have a reasonable right to privacy if you're out on the public street. So I'm not an attorney, and I'm not giving legal advice, but I would say that this is the way it's always been. So just to a word to the wise out there, there are ways for citizens to get together and do things for the good of community. Now, don't expect your Christian churches to join you, because the ministers have taught them to keep their head down and don't get involved and just, stay here in the church, and we'll pray that next week we'll be getting to heaven out of here. So there's nothing for us to do but just pray about it. And that's sad, because I hear this community has about 6 churches in it, and it would sure be nice if one of the pastors would be brave enough to stand up and say, let's go and make sure that the girls' night out is not as successful as the club owners would like it to be. But don't count on it. You know, they don't go out and march in these pro-life movements and things like that because the ministers pretty much control them and keep them in the church and keep their head down so that they don't make any waves in the community. But God in his heaven will call them to answer for that one day, letting the communities like this go into hell because they refuse to get out of their prayer closets and out of their churches to take a stand against these type of things. So all we can do is pray that one day the pastors will begin to realize that they have an obligation to stand up and challenge these things that are turning their communities into cesspools. Okay, enough said on that. Let's go to the news here. We have to go really deep into the news to find these news articles. Like I told you, you will not find this as a big issue, although it is a big issue, on the front page of your newspapers. This is a news report came out on United Press International, but so what? The news carriers will not carry it because it's against what the news publications, the controlled news in America, wants. And that is they want more war. They want to take over the Middle East for these international crime lords like the Bush crime family. And they're not going to put this in the news except maybe in small publications. But this is a very important article here put out yesterday. And it has to do with U.S. troops massing on the Syrian border. Don't you think that's newsworthy? UN troops massing near Syria on the border. Yes, folks, we are going to war against Syria, and we are going to war against all the nations over there that have oil and are in the way of the greater Israel program to take over the whole Middle East from, what is it, the Euphrates to, what's the other river? Oh, boy. Let me think here. The Nile to the Euphrates River. And so this is to be expected, but it's too bad it's not in our news. The American people might want to know about this, that our troops are amassing near the Syrian border as we speak. This came out of Dubai. I always have trouble saying that. United Arab Emirates, June 15th, UPI. A United Arab Emirates daily citing unarmed sources, unarmed, sorry about that, folks, unnamed sources, reported Wednesday the United States was massing troops on the Syrian-Iraqi border. This pro-government Al-Bayan daily quoted unidentified Arab officials as saying that Egypt and Saudi Arabia have reliable information from Damascus of U.S. military mobilization on the Syrian-Iraqi border. The sources also told the paper the U.S. forces have repeatedly crossed the Iraqi border with the pretext of chasing infiltrators and Iraqi insurgents. They said that Egypt and Saudi Arabia will express their grave concerns over the growing U.S. administration's threats against Syria during U.S. Secretary of State Congo Rice's visit to the Middle East that starts at the end of this week. Okay, so we want to thank United Press International for putting that out, even though our newspapers will not. Well, this brings up the thoughts to our police and military associations here, which there are two of, that the draft is very, very close, which means the next bombing of the United States, the next horrible terrorism attack on the United States is very close, because there has to be another horrible bombing, and this time hundreds of thousands of deaths in America, in order to sell the draft that the president wants to sell to the American people very quickly so that he can keep his date of going in and taking over Syria first, the small nation that does not have a very big military, and then Iran, which is going to be one big Donnybrook when we go into Iran, but that's what they're going to do. That means your boys and girls, yes, your young boys and girls, are going to have to be the cannon fodder and the mortar bait for these Bush cronies, these crime families that are international, international cabal that wants to take over the Middle East to get the oil and get the land. So stand by, folks. It looks like it's coming soon. Now, we don't know. I'll tell you why we don't know. Even though our military assets tell us that it looks like it's coming soon, we don't know if it will happen. They don't know if it'll happen. You know why? Because God is in power and not these idiots, these Luciferian agents. They're not in control. If God doesn't want this to happen now, it will not happen. If God doesn't want it to ever happen, it won't happen. And I can tell you this because a lot of people are praying that these Luciferian agents are confounded and confused and they are stopped in their plans to carry out this huge terrorist attack on American soil. And also we know, of course, that God will either answer our prayers or he will not. It'll be his will, not ours, if this happens or not. But I want to tell you, too, that it's getting very, very uncomfortable for these international crime families that control our government, the British government, the Israeli government, and those that are promoting this huge terrorist attack on America so that they can sell the draft, and you will give up your girls and boys to go fight those dirty Arabs that attacked us in these other nations that they want to take over. And that is that the expose of their crime of being a part of allowing or instigating the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon is coming out. It's being exposed more and more. We have reports here from some more leaders in the field of science, education, government, who are coming out talking about that they now understand that this was this 9/11 bombings on America, terrorism bombings on America, was actually put up by our own government. And so it's getting very, very uncomfortable for them to do that again, which is what we want. We want them to know, and the majority of the American people to understand, that our government did it before, and watch out that they're going to try to do it again, to sell us on sending our children off to fight these wars for these international crime lords. So this is good. This is really good to see that more and more people of positions of power are waking up to the fact that our government did this themselves and blamed it on those Arabs that they want to go over and take their land from. And so, of course, folks, this makes them very uncomfortable to do it again, because we may just realize they did it again if they do a big one here, of which they would like to do. So some good things are happening. Some good things are happening. As more and more people wake up and begin to speak up about knowing that our government did this for their own for greed and political positioning over there, that it's more unlikely that they're going to try to do the same thing again. And they'll have to reorganize, reconsider, and maybe come at us a different way. They're not going to give up, but at least maybe they won't do the huge terrorist attack that we've been expecting for months now on the American people. Be back in just a few minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program. Stay tuned.
stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The new campaign out there, I Love Gitmo. Campaign was just launched by an organization called Move Forward or MoveAmericaForward.org, a very pro-war organization. Yes, they have bumper stickers and everything. It's a very cute little bumper sticker. I Love Gitmo. Lock up the terrorists. And Osama bin Laden's there in a little picture behind bars. Isn't this cute? The nonprofit group that supports our troops in the war against terrorism, Move America Forward, has launched a campaign to rally public support for the detention gulag at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Well, you know they didn't say gulag. I said that. Then I Love Gitmo, the I Love Gitmo campaign will take to the airwaves in the form of paid commercials urging Americans to support the men and women operating the terrorist detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The commercials will target those individuals who have put forth false charges about the operations at the facility so that their constituents can know about their Blame America First tactics. One example is Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who said Gitmo and those running it had created an environment akin to the Nazi Soviets in the gulags or some mad regime like Pol Pot or others. And this organization, Chairman Howard Kulogian, I don't know if I can say it, K-A-L-O-O-G-I-A-N, Kulogian, I guess it is, co-chair of Move America Forward, says Gitmo is a key arsenal in the fight against terrorism, and Americans must stand behind the heroic men and women of the armed forces who serve proudly there. The campaign to support Gitmo was launched Thursday with a release of the I Love Gitmo bumper stickers. Thousands of these bumper stickers have been sold in the first 24 hours. They are available online at www.moveamericaforward.org. These terrorists detained are not common criminals. They are enemy combatants in our war against terrorism. Folks, let's remember as I'm reading this that our government did and carried out the terrorist attack on 9/11. Okay? So who do they have holding over there? Just remember that as I read you this. These terrorists detained are not common criminals. They are enemy combatants in our war against terrorism. They are not entitled to all the rights that someone arrested in this country gets. Just like we held German and Japanese prisoners of war, I would say wrongly, during World War II, we have to confine these enemy combatants so they stop killing Americans serving their country in Iraq and Afghanistan, Kagulian added. Well, very interesting, folks. Would you like to join that? Now that you know our government pulled off 9/11 themselves, we got to go get all those people that are enemy combatants. I want to tell you that I've told you this before, that I've seen a list as a police officer that was handed out by the FBI of who these enemy combatants and possible terrorists are in America. And most of you listening to my voice today are on that list. I've said it before, they use the name on the list, the secret document, the secret brochure the FBI handed out to police officers, had listed on there the name that Attorney General Butch Reno used for Christians, fundamentalist Christians. She called them, let's see if I can recall, I don't have the flyer in front of me, but it was Doomsday Cult members. Doomsday Cult members, that's what Butch Reno called you and me that love the Lord and believe that doomsday is coming. The Lord is returning, and he's going to clean house. Well, old Butch Reno, of course, wasn't a Christian. She was a lot of things, and I won't mention them tonight, but she certainly wasn't a Christian. And she decided that she would help the FBI go get those doomsday cult members like you and me, that love the Lord and believe that he's coming back and going to clean house when he comes back. But also on that list, folks, of these enemy combatants and these possible domestic terrorists was people of all different belief systems that believe our government is involved in trying to overthrow our constitutional republic. People such as, for example, it was listed right on the brochure, which we have a copy of here if you'd like to have a copy of it. Of course, we have to make it on a copy machine because we only have one copy and send it out to you. But it says, those that mention the U.S. Constitution too often are possible enemy combatants, are possible domestic terrorists. So if you love Gitmo and you want to be sure those bad enemy combatants and possible domestic terrorists are locked away, I hope you have a good time in the gulag, folks, because they're coming for you. They truly are. So I'm sad for these people that believe that they're serving America by getting involved in these campaigns to promote the evil deeds and the ambitions of these international crime lords that control our government today. But that's just the way it is. However, more and more people are waking up all the time to what the real deal is. One old man on television or radio says, that's the rest of the story. All right, let's talk about the illegal alien gang members that were nailed by the feds and the local cops in New York City. Are you excited about that? Yes, illegal gang members were finally rounded up by the local cops and the feds. This is exciting, folks, and I'll share it with you when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Penny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Penny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, folks. This is that old cop Jack McLam retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. And it's good to be back with you today. I'll tell you how excited our two police and military associations here about this in just a minute. Illegal alien gang members rounded up in New York City. Doesn't that sound exciting? It says here the ICE initiative called Operation Ice Cage was launched in January and falls under the umbrella of ICE's nationwide anti-gang initiative called Operation Community Shield. To date, Community Shield has led to the arrest of hundreds of gang members nationwide, including more than 200 members of the Mare Salvatrucha MS-13 street gang, a very dangerous street gang. The criminal alien drug member or gang members arrested in New York's operation just a few days ago had prior convictions for various offenses, including assault, attempted assault, sexual misconduct, sexual assault, criminal sale of marijuana. I guess there's no sexual sale of marijuana that I know of. But criminal possession of a weapon, drug sales and possession, gang assault, promoting prostitution, criminal possession of stolen property, and robbery. Isn't this exciting? Well, let me tell you what they've what they're doing with these 200 members of Mare Salvatrucha. MS-13 gangs, and all the other hundreds of gang members around the nation that they rounded up and are getting a lot of public relations for the Bush's stand on illegal aliens. Beginning to see the picture, folks? PR, public relations. Bush is really getting hammered because he's not hard on the illegal aliens and the illegal alien criminals coming into our society. So what we have here is these bad boys, real bad boys, that are hardened criminals coming into our nation through the 200 or 2,000 mile open southern border are going to be, here's what they face, folks, they're going to face removal from the United States. Isn't that wonderful? They're going to remove them from the United States. They're starting the process of sending them over the Mexican border, dropping them off, and then everybody is happy, are they not? Well, but what a bunch of baloney. There's not a single cop, local cop in New York City or anywhere around this country that doesn't know in 3 days these hardcore illegal alien gang members will be back in their positions of power in their gangs in less than a week. So it's just a big PR scam, folks, for the eyewash for the American people to believe that our president is getting hard on illegal alien gang members in America. What a shame. They have a chance to do something good, and it's all just a scam, a PR scheme. All right, let's open the phone lines up tonight. If you'd like to call in on the Officer Jack McLam program, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to say something or ask a question, you're very much welcome to do so. Well, lawmakers want our troops out of Iraq. What do you think about that? That's also exciting, isn't it? Lawmakers want our troops out of Iraq. Yet they don't want to tell you about the 14 permanent bases that are being built right now in Iraq for American troops. 14 bases. Can you imagine how many troops that'll hold, folks? Depending on the size of the base, yes, size of it, but we're not leaving. We're not going anywhere. They have planned, these international crime lords have decided we're going to be there forever, as American soldiers will be putting their lives on the line forever over there, just like we're still in Japan and we're still in Korea, and we're still going to be in the oil-rich fields of the Middle East until the Lord returns, basically, forever. So it's quite a bunch of hooey that's going on in Washington. It says a small bipartisan group in the House, including a Republican who voted for President Bush, to start bringing home U.S. troops from Iraq October 1st, 2006. What is that, about 15 months from now, they want to start bringing U.S. troops home. Well, two Republicans and two Democrats in the House were introducing a resolution Thursday calling for the withdrawal. Well, it's nice that they're talking about it, folks, but they refuse to tell the American people that it's all, once again, just eyewash for the American people. Two car bombings and attacks by insurgents killed 80 U.S. troops and more than 700 Iraqis last month alone, folks. That's Pentagon officials, what they've acknowledged as the level of violence just last month. 80 U.S. troops. Folks, is that almost three a day? I think so. Isn't that about it? 2.5 of our soldiers a day being killed. Isn't it funny you don't hear about it in the newspapers or on television? Maybe once a week you hear about some of our soldiers dying, a few of them here, a few of them there. But we're losing 2 to 3 a day, and that is what they're telling us. Now, of course, we have reports coming in from our sources telling us that there's many more than that, because over 25 to 30% of our soldiers over there today are illegal aliens, and they are not counted when they're killed. Yes, they're taking illegal aliens out of this country, recruiting them into the military, and they're throwing them at the Iraqis over there, Iraqi people that have become the guerrillas. And when they're killed, 25 to 30% of our military today, they don't have to report them because they're illegal aliens. They're not even citizens of the United States. So it's that alone should tell you that the numbers are much, much higher than this 80 troops that were killed and they're admitting to just last month. Okay, let's go to the phones. We got Sam in West Virginia. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLamb program, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Jack?
Doing okay. Doing fine.
Hey, it's kind of ironic you're talking about him bringing the troops out.
Uh-huh.
I'd heard earlier that there were supposed to be 200 congressmen signed a petition so far to impeach Bush. Have you heard that?
I'd heard about that. I don't have anything on it, but it had come across, I don't remember how, but it was being discussed here.
Well, I could imagine, of course, you were talking about a large terrorist attack against us, but I can imagine if that happens, of course, that might come to fruition have a large attack if he thinks he's going to be kicked out of office.
That's true, brother, and also his numbers are really falling, his polling numbers, and so that means that this maniac could very well just give the order to have another terrorist attack done, and it would, it would definitely get the American people back on his side, those that are still sleeping and don't know that he carried out the one on 9/11.
Well, yeah, because there's a record number of people now. If you got to see C-SPAN when they had that Hamilton fellow, the co-chair of the 9/11 Commission, there were about 15 calls, and 12 of the 15 calls were all people asking why he didn't do this and do that, and then the government was complicit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's getting out, and I'll tell you, is this going to cause a snowstorm if it continues to get out to the unwitting masses out there, you might say, the American people that don't have any idea what's going on? If this gets out to them, my goodness gracious, brother, it's going to be something.
Well,
we can just pray that it will, because all the facts and evidence is there. It wasn't 6 months after it happened that we published an Aid and Abet police military newsletter that listed 45 pieces of hardcore evidence to prove that our government carried out that attack and was complicit in the attack.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Did you happen to listen to Texas Congressman Ron Paul's update this week?
I have not done so.
But I would recommend you and your listeners do the same.
Okay.
Apparently,
do you have that number handy? I don't have it on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, yes, I do. It's 1-888.
Okay.
322-1414.
322-1414. Yes, that's it.
And
okay.
On that,
what's
that,
the subject matter this week?
So on the update, apparently they also realize that we're waking up because they're getting ready to pass a bill that allows the United Nations to enter any country that the people go against the country or rise up against it to try to change the government.
Oh, now I've heard of that. Yes, I heard of that. That's what the message is this week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really something. That's amazing that they would be. Of course, that didn't come out in the news either. Have you seen it in a newspaper or on television?
No, none of that stuff ever hits the press.
That's right.
If it wasn't for programs like yours.
That. Yeah.
If it wasn't for programs like yours, and God bless you on shortwave now, I can actually get to listen to it. I don't have a computer at home.
Oh, well, that's great. Glad to hear that, brother.
So now I listen to you on the shortwave, and appreciate you sitting in for Brother Butch the other night, too. I tried to get through that night, but ran out of time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed being on Pastor Butch Paul's as a host the other last night.
Yes.
When I was on there.
So,
yeah,
but,
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight and giving us that phone number, 888-322-1414.
Yes, sir.
Very important message.
Hey, God bless you, Jack.
Okay, brother, you take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, we have a soldier, young soldier, folks. He's fighting in the 48th Infantry Combat Team, who's reporting in to his local town newspaper in Thomaston, Georgia. Never heard of Thomaston, Georgia, but anyway, he's in the paper there, and he says, and we thank Billy Vaughn, the managing editor, for putting his comments in here. He says, a soldier fighting with the 48th Infantry Combat Team said Tuesday, conditions in Iraq are much worse than he had previously imagined or been told. Specialist Rodney Davidson is stationed at Camp Stryker, outside of Baghdad. He called the Thomaston Times to let people know local troops in the 48th are doing well as they are beginning to patrol through the streets of the city. He said, it's hot here, but things are going okay, Davidson said, who's a machine gunner. And he said, there are a lot more attacks than I thought there would be, and that surprises me. Well, of course, you're not told, and neither are the American people there, Specialist Rodney Davidson. The 48th has been hit with mortar attacks twice in the last 10 days. In the first attack, one soldier was killed and 16 others wounded. Eight others were injured in a second attack Monday morning. He says, I was sent out on a snatch and grab yesterday, he said. We were sent out to capture someone on the most wanted list, and while we were on that mission, we found five IEDs, improvised explosive devices. In our sector, we have mortar attacks and attacks with IEDs every day, he said. Folks, we're not hearing about this, are we? No, but this dear brother of ours over there is hearing about it. They, the insurgents, are not very accurate, praise the Lord. They're basically throwing them at us as they drive by us. Now, that's interesting. They don't want to stand and fight us. Well, that's not the nature of guerrilla warfare. Stand up to superior power is pretty stupid. So guerrilla warfare works. Davidson, a harmonic specialist at Yamaha Music Factory, said he and other members of the 48th Infantry Combat Team are in the process of taking over primary assignments in that area. Over the next couple days, he says, we're going to begin performing operations by ourselves. He said, we've been riding with other troops and preparing to take over their slots as they rotate home. So far, we've been learning our areas of responsibility. We are now beginning to do those patrols by ourselves with nobody else with us. Davidson said, while many of the Iraqi adults have mixed feelings about U.S. troops being in their country, the children feel differently. I wonder why. He says, the kids love us, he said. They're always coming running up to us, and we throw them lots of candy. Well, want to make a friend with a kid? Throw him a lot of candy. Most of our good tips come from children, he says. Most of our good tips come from candy-loaded children. They say the truth comes out of the mouths of babes, and that's certainly the case here. About half of the tips we get from adults turn out to be bad. Well, I wonder why. Don't the adults support our troops there? No, folks. If you understand, as a military man does, guerrilla warfare, the people of the community have to support the guerrillas or the guerrillas can't continue to function. The people of the community have to lie and hide and feed and supply what they can, the guerrillas, or guerrilla warfare doesn't work. So I know they probably don't know this, but that's why the tips of half the tips from adults turn out to be bad. Davison, who said is on loan to the 48th from the 121st Infantry at Fort Gilliam, said that while leaving his family has been difficult, he understands why troops are needed. I'm not going to pray for my safety, he said. There's a lot of good people praying for my safety. I'm going to ask God for focus. I don't want to see my buddies get shot because I wasn't doing my job. Folks, it just kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it? I mean, we get letters all the time like this and from soldiers and even from those who have been blown up, got home alive with part of their parts missing. It just breaks my heart because these guys and gals don't know they're not over there for any American purpose, not serving and protecting America, but working as mercenaries for these international crime lords like President Bush. Just breaks your heart. Absolutely breaks my heart when I read these letters. And this dear brother, I pray he'll get home safely. Specialist Rodney Davidson. Say a quick prayer for him, if you will, folks, and all of our brothers and sisters over there. Okay, now who's on the line, Paul? Troy in New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can certainly hear you, yes.
Great. Interesting how the American Empire will draw a line here, there, and everywhere around the world, but they won't draw a line across the Rio Grande.
That's true. No, the plan is to bring America down to third world nation status, and it's working very well.
To make North America and South America, to make the
Western
Hemisphere one big country.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I was thinking about, basically, I think I see the problem is the tyranny of office. the tyranny of the federal office, and also the tyranny of the state office. So how, what's the best way to check, to stop, or survive these officials, the tyranny of these public officials? And I think, you know, not even Hercules could clean out the Washington, D.C. stables. I think the only hope we have is to retake our counties. And the best way to do that I can see is to have by the sheriff's office. Because the sheriff is at least an elective office, whereas the policeman or the federal marshals are non-elective. They're appointed. So,
very, very wise, Troy. Very wise indeed. Can you hold on just a minute, and we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. Very good. Folks, we'll be right back, and we'll round up and just finish off the program with Troy from New York. Be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Okay, folks, we're back, and we're going to wrap up the program here. Troy, you have a great, wise suggestion there. Go right ahead, brother, and tell us about this.
As the problem, the main threat seems to be official violence, violence from people with badges. I think what we need on a county level is an elective badge that's responsible for all official violence in the county. All official violence.
An elected official answerable to the people.
Exactly. So that the sheriff invites federal officials or the federal army into the county, the sheriff is responsible for everything, all violence that they do. Arrests, you know, property seizures, et cetera.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This way, so you can't hold a man responsible for dogs not on his leash. You can't hold a man responsible for somebody else's dogs. But what I'm suggesting is the sheriff should be responsible for all violence within the county. We can take official violence. Armed citizens can take care of unofficial violence, you know, from would-be robbers and such. But official violence, we need an official to protect us from.
Charlie, this is right down our alley. Our Police and Military Association here has produced an audio or a videotape called The Powers and Duties of Elected Peace Officers for Our Sheriffs. And that's exactly what's in this video. It tells the sheriff that he has or she has the power to do anything they want in the county that's constitutional to, in service and protection of the people, including not allowing federal officials to operate in the county unless they come into his federal compliance office and show their paperwork and show that they're not going to do something as a PR scam like they did in Waco. That was all a PR deal to try to help them get more in the money in the budget of the ATF. And so you're right on target, Troy. This is exactly what we need, is the sheriffs to, first of all, know their powers, duties, and jurisdiction, because most of them are not taught that. And so what we have, Troy, is when the feds come to town, the sheriff backs out, goes, gets coffee and donuts, and just takes a back seat.
Well, I propose an end to that. As long as it's understood that the sheriff's job is to protect the sovereign, sacred, divine independence of the county and the divine rights of its citizens, including the right to own and bear arms, with certain restrictions like in a courtroom, etc. But that, so that there's one official who's responsible for all violence, and so who can be voted out, you know, every 3 years or so.
That's right.
As long as this is understood, and this is written up in great detail. See, what we need is a plan. What we need is a concrete plan. And let he who can say better or write better say better, but I have written this up in a free downloadable PDF file called Twin Problems and Solutions, Both Political and Economic.
What's it called?
Well, it's a long title, but it's called Twin Problems and Solutions because I deal with the economic and political problems.
Would you send that over to me, Troy?
I'll tell you where to find it. Where everyone can find it is on the web.
It's okay. Where's that at then?
TheHouseOfTroy.com.
House of Troy.
Don't forget the. TheHouseOfTroy.com.
Oh, the house. Okay, TheHouseOfTroy.com.
And it's all written up in detail, my proposal to save the county and to save independence.
Well, that's fantastic, Troy. Very, very good, brother. Thank you for doing that. I'll look it up right away.
I hope folks will do so because we need an answer fast. We need a solution fast because, you know, the rope is getting tighter and tighter around our neck. And as you mentioned today,
it, brother. Yeah.
You said about 9/11. And if another
okay.
one of those,
we're totally
knows,
out of
we're
time.
All going to be in jail.
Totally
you know?
Out of time, Troy. Thank you, brother, for calling in. And we'll go to that, thehouseoftroy.com. Thank you, Troy. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.